It's a very special day coming up for the long snapper, and he joins us right now. It's great to meet you. He actually walked in here, folks, and he said, the roar, it's real. So he reacted the same way that I reacted the first time we drove into Disney World. So that's great. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you? Good. Thanks for having me. This is really cool.
Yeah, this. It's great to talk to you. We have to start with last week because Sweeney loves telling the story. He's done it multiple times about, like, I hate him for flow. It's like the first mistake he's made in 5 years, and he thought he was out. He thought he was benched. He thought I was going to fire him, and I was yelling, where's Flo? Bring me Flo. You know, he's told that story.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what were those few minutes like between your next-to-last punt and the last punt?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't go how I planned. It's kind of like it's like you shank in a golf swing, and you just don't understand what happened. After it was done, I kind of, you know, I knew that I still had a game to deal with. Obviously, I was, like, mad at myself for, you know, disappointing down the team because they're working so hard. And then you got the dumb long snapper that just seems like to screw it all up for them after they're just getting their blood, sweat, and tears. But afterwards, I kind of realized, like, once they missed the second kick, which somehow God was on my side that night, I had to go back out there, and I knew that. And I was fully confident to go back out there. There were no nerves. And somehow there was a miscommunication where they told me that I was out, and I was like, oh, this is how it ends. This is 5 years, and this is what we're doing. And I heard people like, Sweeney's looking for you, and I was like, oh, gosh, I'm about to get fired on national TV. And when I ran out there, and he's very intense, obviously, because of the game, and he just turns around and says, heck no, Casperson, you're out, Flo. You're nobody else going in there besides you. He's like, I have full confidence in you. That was just you just messed up. And I was like, I'm good. Like, let's go. And it was really cool to see. He said, you know, I don't believe in anybody else on this team more than you, and I wouldn't have anybody else on this out on that field except for you. And that meant the world to me. And so it did make that last snap probably the most nervous snap I've ever had in my life. And I did well. It's funny because I was like, I was 10 times more nervous for the last one. The bad one, I just went out there and did the normal routine, no nerves, same as always. I've done it 300 times. I just, you know, sometimes that's where the chips fall. So
what's interesting is, like, when you say it's the most nervous, like, more nervous than your first one?
The first one ever?
Yeah.
Oh, first
at
one
at Clemson?
Ever. First one ever at Clemson. It's like a video game. I was a normal student, so I wasn't, like, used to this football world. And then I run out there. I didn't grow up going to Clemson games or, like, college football games in general. I was a Ravens fan. And I remember going out there, and it's literally like a video game. I'm looking around. The linemen are twice my size. Everybody just seems 10 times bigger than they actually are. That one I was shaking a little bit. The first one is a couple nerves. Yeah, I'll give that one. That one probably wins it. So
you started in 21. You were a two-sport athlete in high school, as I understand, right?
Yeah.
And so you came here. You were just going to be a student?
Yeah.
What was the process like?
It was, you know, I wanted to play college football, but it just wasn't working out. The goal was try to get an Ivy school, but they were like, you're not too small to be a lineman, not big enough to be, not fast enough to be a linebacker. So this long snapping thing kind of fell into my hands my senior year, where my coach was like, hey, you're pretty good at this. He said, you should be a long snapper in college. I said, no, I'm an athlete. I'm not going to be a long snapper. Come on now. I'm better than that. And anyways, he said, no, I played 6 years in the NFL and won a Super Bowl. You should do this. And I said, all right, you sold me. Let's do it. So when I came to Clemson, I knew it, that I was coming to Clemson. I was going to walk onto this team. I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to be the weird guy that was delusional and telling people, I'm going to make Clemson football. I'm going to make the most premier program in the country just because I want to. So I trained every day for a whole year. I just went and did 100 snaps a day. Then they canceled the tryout my freshman year because of COVID, and I continued to do 100 snaps a day. And I just kept working at it, sent over 100 emails to Clemson football, Mike Dooley, because they just didn't want to respond to my emails for some reason.
They put you on red?
Oh, man.
Every six,
I'd get a response. But I was like, trying not to be a bother, but I was like, come on, like, I can help you. But they're like, this is just another delusional frat kid that doesn't know what he's talking about. And 5 years later, I still make that joke to the guys that they won't respond to my emails. So, yeah, it's been a – and then I went and tried out in front of Coach Sweeney and in front of the team, and kind of a cool story. Coach Sweeney walks up to me and was like, hey, you want to get – they were looking for a long snapper. And so we're trying out, and I've thrown like 4 or 5 balls, all good, chilling. And then someone gave him the head nod that they were looking at me, and he kind of walks up. And I've never seen him before. And so you just hear about him at Clemson. He's like Jesus around here. And he's like, hey, you any good? I was like, yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, you make this snap. We'll see what happens. And I threw one of the best snaps of my life, another high-pressure one. And, you know, the rest is history. So he told me after the tryout I made the team.
That's awesome. I love that. Visiting with Philip Florenzo here on the program. And then you just sort of worked into a role, right?
Yeah.
And
you've
just been steady in your role for – Years at this point.
About 4 years starting. You know, I just competed every day with Holden, with other snapper, and, you know, he's really good. And he was a snapper since 7th grade, and I just started doing it in college. So I was learning a lot, and finally I got a good role, made some good plays in my career, made some bad ones, but, you know, all in all, it's been one heck of a time, and I wouldn't change a thing. I love being here, love being a part of the team and being part of Clemson, so.
What does Saturday mean to you? Because you've got your degree, you're set.
I'm good.
The student stuff is.
I'm finishing up my MBA right now.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Like, the first part of your student stuff is set. The second part is still in progress.
I don't know. I've been in school for 6 years now. It's just like I'm done.
I get that. Year five, I was like, yeah. I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah, not doing it.
It's a lot of school.
So what will Saturday mean when you sort of get to cap it from a home standpoint?
I get emotional about it. It's a final goodbye to the place I love most and that I've learned to love the most. And this is the first time in my life where I fully put everything I had into something. You know, in high school, you do sports kind of just because it's fun. But once you get to college, you're putting everything you have into football and trying to be the best version of you. And, you know, you feel like you're just getting going, and then they just tell you, hey, man, you have to move on. And I'm going to miss this place. And I think it's Saturday is closing a chapter in my life, one of the best chapters so far. And I hope there's even better ones in the future. And just having to say goodbye to these fans and these people and this community and this home, you know, from a football perspective is it's going to be hard. And it's an emotional day. It'll be an emotional day for me, for my family, because we've thrown so much into Clemson. Clemson has given so much to me, and it's just the end of a amazing chapter in my life that I wouldn't change. So,
I'm curious. Coach Sweeney said that you're the type of guy that would be giving back to Clemson for the rest of your life because of what you felt Clemson has given you.
Yeah.
What do you feel like Clemson has given you?
I mean, it's given me everything in the past 5 years, 6 years, even as a student. They've given me a platform to make an influence in people's life. They've given me the support to go out there and live out my dream. The fans really make the dream the dream. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and you're not with the fans all the time, but, you know, their appreciation for the program and their love for the program, their love for the school is what makes it feel so special. I mean, you go out to that Florida State game, and I see all those fans out there, and, I mean, they're cheering their butts off for this team when we're, you know, they have no reason to be out there given that the disappointment of the season that they've had so far. And so you've given me an opportunity to change my life. And I, you know, I think that I've taken full advantage of it. And, you know, being able to wear that jersey and those pads and that helmet, the impact I have on people, you know, people view us as like superheroes sometimes almost, especially the kids. And to be able to impact those people's lives through a small greetings or giving them gloves or taking them around the facility or just, you know, making them feel involved in this program is something I can't repay. And my life has changed because of Clemson. My life has gotten better because of Clemson. I'll be able to accomplish more in my life because of Clemson, and I hope one day I can repay the opportunity that they've given me. So
we get a text from our friend Johnny Carrots, who says, is there anything better for you than recovering a punt on the 1 yard line?
I have one play that beat that one. That was the the Notre Dame in 2023, I got a punt against Notre Dame, obviously, and kind of changed the whole momentum of the game. And that was like, that one beat the 1 yard line one. The 1 yard line one was a lot of fun, and I was as shocked as everybody when I caught it. I was kind of like, oh, whoa, this happened. And everybody started cheering. But the Notre Dame one, it was like first quarter. You know, the season wasn't going that well, and we needed something to shift. And all of a sudden, we ball popped out of his hand. I caught it, took out my legs, and just the way the crowd cheered, and it was Notre Dame. And it was like, that one kind of beats it. But getting on the one was just a surprise to me more than anything. That's why I, like, paused for a second. If you ever see the video, I'm just looking at the ref because I'm like, are we real? Like, did that cross the plane? Like, come on, don't, you know? So everybody's, like, celebrating. And I'm like, oh, no way. So, yeah. No, it's it was a cool feeling. It was cool. So
that's neat, man. That's fantastic. I want to know, like, what is the peak? Like, what do you see as, like, the – like, you know, everybody wants to score a touchdown, but, like
– in my career?
Yeah, like, what would you say is, like, this is as good as it will get for me? Is there anything you haven't done that you're like, this is as good as it will get for me?
I mean, I remember sitting down after Notre Dame because he was just an impactful play. And I sat down next to one of the kickers, I think Hogan Morton, and I just looked over and said, well, man, I peaked in life. It's all downhill from here. And he started laughing. I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. There's nothing else I can really do around here. So that's the best I can really do is go, unless I strip a ball and run it back for a touchdown. That's it. So it's a little joke I have that was the peak and it's all downhill. And people say the best day of my life is when my kids were born. I was like, well, you ever covered a punt against Notre Dame? 80,000 people weren't chanting for me when the kids were born. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
That's how I made that joke.
No, that's good. That's good.
So yeah, that was kind of the peak. For sure, and you know, just all the memories through this whole time has been, you know, I've won 2 ACC championships here, and it's just all those memories have just been amazing. So,
all right, we got about a minute left. I'm gonna hit you with 2 quick ones, okay?
Yep.
NFL after this, and then what after the NFL?
NFL is a goal I'm gonna go chase. I made Clemson when nobody believed I could do it, and I think that, you know, Coach Sweeney kind of put the idea into my head after that Notre Dame game that he thinks I have an opportunity to do it. So I do too. And I have all the confidence in myself that I can go out there and impact the organization or a team and do the job. And so that's what I'm going to go attack for the next year and a half, whatever long it takes. And hopefully it all works out, but it's hard to get in as a long snapper. But if you get in, you can have an easy 10 to 15 career, 10 to 15 years is a career. And that's what I'm gonna go chase, you know, keep chasing the dream, see how long I can live on this high. And if not, then, you know, I we'll see. I have a couple opportunities in sales and tech sales, but I also love the sports side and the GM side. So, I talk a lot with Jordan Sorrells about our GM, about, you know, interning with him. And, you know, I love that idea of it and just learning about it. And so I think I might try to do like a free internship, just don't pay me. I'll just walk around and see what you're doing. So
cool.
That's kind of the goal. We'll see. I mean, life could take me anywhere. I was going to be a lacrosse player, I thought, in college, and now I'm a long snapper at Clemson. Way different turn than I thought my life was going to be, but I love it.
Awesome. Thanks very much for the time. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be back. Hour 2 is next.